ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Grantha Srimad-Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text 8. Evam yoni gatha gato jiva sa nityo nirahankritaha yavadyatro phalabhyetha tavat svatvam hitasya tat. Evam yoni gato jiva sa nityo nirahankritaha yavadyatro phalabhyetha tavat sattvam hitasya tat. Mataji's, please. Evam, thus, yoni gataha. Being within a specific species of life, jiva, the living entity, sa, he, nitya, eternal, nirahankrita, without identification with the body, yavat, as long as, yatra, where, upalabhyeta, he may be found, tavat, that long, svatvam, the concept of self, he, indeed, tasya, of him, tat, that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Even though one living entity becomes connected with another because of relationship based on bodies that are perishable, the living entity is eternal. Actually, it is the body that is born or lost, not the living entity. one should not accept that the living entity takes birth or dies. The living being actually has no relationship with so-called fathers or mothers. As long as he appears as the son of a certain father and mother, as a result of his past fruitive activities, he has a connection with the body given by that father and mother. Thus he falsely accepts himself as their son and acts affectionately. After he dies, however, the relationship is finished. Under these circumstances, one should not be falsely involved with jubilation and lamentation. Purport. When the living entity lives within the material body, he falsely thinks that he is the body, although actually he is not. His relationship with his body and his so-called father and mother are false, illusory conceptions. These illusions continue as long as one is not enlightened about the situation of the living entity. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Destarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada is very nicely explaining, even though it's a very basic instruction, about the nature of the soul, about the Jivatma. We are actually pure spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna, but due to association with this material energy of Krishna, we identify ourselves with the body and mind. Therefore, we are suffering. In the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Prabhupada explains, just like milk, when it comes in contact with something sour, like tamarind, then it goes bad. Similarly, the Jivatma in connection with the material energy is identifying himself with something he's not, and he's suffering. But materially speaking, if a milk is gone bad, we can't do much, we just have to throw it. But through spiritual process, the soul can be brought back to its original position as eternal part and parcel of Krishna. So Prabhupada is explaining to us the nature of the soul in the purport. And it's explained in the Vedas that Krishna is Anandamayo Vyasat. Krishna is eternally having fun, pleasure seeking. And we, being part of Krishna, we also have this propensity always to seek pleasure. But because we don't have any spiritual understanding, therefore we engage in all kinds of perverted activities in the name of, looking for pleasure, and we get in difficulty. Like in the news recently I saw, they're like shocking. But it says that the school girls, they're using like tampons soaked in vodka. And they use that to get high. And they also think that, this way, the teachers and fellow students, they can't smell the alcohol in the breath. But it's so extreme, it's like IV, it directly goes in your bloodstream and they pass out. And the doctors, they can't actually figure out, why they are, fainted. And this way, many of them are dying. Can you imagine the extent of the pleasure-seeking potency in Kali Yuga? So there's so many other things going on. You just have to, you know, look around and see this Bhagavatam in action. So it's explained in the Gita that even a slight amount of material desire we may have will bring us so much suffering, even if it's just a small, teeny bit. Prabhupada gives the analogy that the material energy, the way it lets us enjoy, is like this king in olden days used to punish the criminals. The king would take a criminal and he would dip him in the water, and just before the criminal dies, they will pull him out and give him a little breathing time. Again, as soon as he's recovered, they will push him back in the water. Similarly, material energy, the way we think there is happiness, is nothing but a break in between suffering. And the suffering is coming from material desires. And it's amazing how when we are looking for pleasure, in the material energy there's actually very, very little pleasure, but the pain actually lasts much longer. Like a finger or something, how much pleasure can a pinky finger give us? But if you get stuck in a car door, or if it gets crushed, then you can see how much pain it can cause. The scientists say that for every pleasure receptor, there are actually 300 pain receptors in our body. So it's very scientific. So therefore Krishna says, Adi Anta Vanta Kaunteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha. One who is actually intelligent, he doesn't look for happiness in the material energy which has beginning and end. And we can see in this chapter, King Chitraketu is actually suffering so much. I don't know how much we can understand. We just in the class and we can't wait for the class to finish so we can go to breakfast. But if we actually understood what he's going through, it's unbelievable. This is good why, you know, sometimes we ask to give class. You may be nervous, but it's good to accept that service because it makes you study these things and makes you think. I couldn't even sleep last night properly. So we can understand a little bit how King Chitraketu is suffering so much. And the amazing thing is, the Bhagavatam actually says, this is very good. We may wonder, like, you know, we kind of some kind of masochist or something. Why do we think that somebody is suffering so much and we think it's really good? Because this suffering that we get actually creates an appetite for inquiring something higher than our routine. And ultimately, Krishna has set it up, this world, in such a way that there is suffering to bring us to this point of Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu, where we will come to a stage where we will always think of Krishna every moment. Therefore, it's good, it's very auspicious. On the other hand, it's explained, even if we are in the best of situations and we are not thinking of Krishna, we may won lottery or, you know, everything is going good, health is good, your relationships are good, you know, everything is good. And if you're not thinking about Krishna, or it makes us forget Krishna, then that's the most inauspicious situation. Therefore, Prabhupada was writing when he was coming to America in Jaladuta, why are you bringing me to such an horrible place? I think the first Indian person to call America horrible. Everybody else is worshipping it. But Prabhupada was crying for all these business people, you know, with like fancy cars and suits and dogs and everything was going. There was no recession at that time. At least not a major one like we know of. Still, Prabhupada was crying for these people because he can see, even though everything is going good, they're not remembering Krishna. Therefore, it's very inauspicious. It's like this, in this chapter, we saw how Angira Rishi, he actually visited King Chitraketu before. And he was the same person with, you know, such an enlightened spiritual master. But Chitraketu was not ready to hear anything higher. He was just absorbed. He was so like burning with this desire to have a son, nothing else. And Angira was the same person, but, you know, being an expert preacher, he didn't, you know, time, place and circumstances, he didn't give him much spiritual instruction. He just blessed him with whatever he wanted and left. But now Angira Rishi can see that Krishna has taken everything away from Chitraketu. Yasyaham anugrami harishyetat dhanam shanai. It says Krishna not only steals butter, but he steals all kinds of distractions from his devotees. I was walking in Santa Monica, I was distributing a book, one Christian preacher like yelled at me, you know, God is jealous. God is jealous. I didn't understand the whole thing, but I thought like, that's true in a sense, you know. Krishna don't want us to be attached to anything other than Him. In that sense, He is jealous. He takes away everything. So King Chitraketu was bereft of the son, and he was actually so much in suffering, he was willing to completely take shelter of the mercy coming from the sadhu now. His heart was completely open. He was so receptive. We all see in our family and friends, sometimes you tell them something, they're not ready, but then, you know, they go through some disaster and then they call you up and say like, what does your book say about this situation? So this is the situation. King Chitraketu was fortunate in the sense, instead of being a king for like thousands of years and being attached to family life, from this disaster he became enlightened and he saw Vishnu face to face within like a week, it says. So what greater blessing there can be? And also Prabhupada points out here how, you know, nobody is our father or mother. These relationships Prabhupada is talking about, in a sense, in the spiritual sense, just like the Mayavadis say, you know, the world is not real. But we also agree, but we know the world is real, but it's not real in the sense that it's temporary. It won't last. In that sense, it's not real. Similarly, nobody's father or mother or relative in the sense that nobody can actually save us from this, you know, clutches of Maya, from the hands of death. We're all like surrounded by fallible soldiers. Like we know in this pastime of Gajendra. Gajendra, usually we read in the books, children's books, like lion is the king of the forest. But Bhagavatam says Gajendra was the king of the forest. Such a powerful elephant. He was so proud. He had so many wives and children, and he was like drooling with this intoxicating beverages, and he was wandering around, eating and mating. Just, you know, he was the king. He was doing whatever he wanted. But as soon as he got in the water, the crocodile came and bit him. I don't know what he thought. Probably the crocodile is coming to get his dust from his lotus feet or something. But soon he realized, my God, I'm in trouble. And the Bhagavatam explains that the fight actually lasted for a long time, thousands of years. All the women and children, wife and children, they were so hungry and weak, they all left him. He was actually embarrassed. He could see, like, my God, I'm so humbled here. And it's not getting better either when we're stuck in a situation, bad times. We go to an astrologer or something, and they tell you, like, oh, you know, be patient. Things will change in a year. But Gajendra was hoping like that, but then it was not getting better, it was getting worse. So this is what it means that, you know, nobody's father, mother, relatives, if they cannot help us, what's the use? I actually saw, I was like 12 years old, my father was dying of cancer. And we went to this hospital and, you know, they found out he's anemic, there's no blood, so regularly he has to go and get blood. But then one time he was taking some treatments and he was feeling a little better, and he went for the blood test, and the hemoglobin level was actually 2.9, which is very low. But they misprinted saying it was 9.2. Happens in India sometimes, you know. And he was like very hopeful. We all came back. We didn't even get blood. And then he started feeling so bad he couldn't breathe. So we called for the taxi. And he went inside the taxi, but it was so hot. He said, take me out. So he came out and he was like lying down in the entrance of our home on the street, you know. We put a pillow and he's lying there. And he was actually like, you know, we didn't realize he was actually dying. It was so serious. Everybody's surrounding him, you know, my grandmother, aunt, uncle, you know, it's a small town, all neighbors and villagers. Everybody's like, you'll be okay, you'll be okay. I can see he's like, you know, it's finished. My mom was pious enough to pour some Ganges water in his mouth and chant Sahasranam in his ears. But I actually saw that none of us could do anything for him. His favorite children, wife, and the home he built, everything, just die in the street. It was very eye-opening, actually. So this is the position. That material energy, Krishna explains, that it's Mama Maya Duratyaya, it goes in its own way. We can actually control it. It's like, how much power do we have over a tsunami or an earthquake? We can't fight it, we can't stop it, we just have to run. Similarly, material energy, we can alter it. But Krishna says, I can give you a technique through which you can actually transcend it. The modes of material nature. And that is this process of bhakti yoga. It's actually very, very simple and easy, but very few people actually know about it or can access it, the process of bhakti. Because we are living in the kingdom of Maya and everybody is laboring so hard as a faithful, humble servant of material energy. But very few people will actually directly serve Krishna. Sa Mahatma Sudurlaba, Krishna explains. It's like one time Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan with his disciples and he saw this one old lady, she was carrying a small pot of water to wash the temple. And Prabhupada said, just see, she is much better than all your American scientists. And the devotees were like humbled, you know, Prabhupada is speaking like this. But the point being, Prabhupada explained that, you know, she's, even though she's just doing something insignificant, it was reality. It was directly in the service of Krishna, which means, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti sarjuna, which means there is no more birth, death, old age and disease. So this process of Krishna consciousness, we can actually become free from all this unnecessary suffering and burden. And we can actually become happy. And not only we can become happy, we can actually make others happy as well through this process. Prabhupada has given us so much spiritual wealth we can distribute. It's like unlimited treasure chest. It's like one time I was riding a bike in New Zealand and I saw these two famous Bollywood stars there. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, really? So I was actually going on book distribution. So I quickly went to them and then I started talking to them. And then I gave them a book. And these guys were humble actually, and you know, it's very quiet, they were near a beach, and they started looking at the paintings, and they're like, can you explain to me what's... I couldn't even explain, I'm in such an awe to be with these guys, so close. All life, it was a dream to be with them, but of all times, you know. So I was showing them the painting of reincarnation and karma. They were pious, you know, even though they're like stars. They got a book each and they gave a donation and they gave me a business card. I told them I have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. So they told me that I can come to their hotel and see them. I went, they didn't buy it because they said we can't travel, we're going all over the world. But at least, you know, I was thinking, literally speaking, when you see such famous people, you just want something from them, you know, maybe some money or an autograph or a photo to show your friends. But first time, I had something to give it to such famous, rich people. I was just thinking how amazing is Prabhupada's movement. So this is the position, not only through Krishna consciousness, we can become happy, we can help so many people. Especially through this process of book distribution. It's like we celebrate every year the disappearance of His Grace Ramdas Prabhu, who was our pujari for many years in New Dwaraka, very amazing devotee, very special devotee. But he found a Back to Godhead magazine in a trash can downtown. And he read that one magazine and he walked to the temple and never left, and he became a head priest, and such amazing good qualities he was exhibiting just by receiving one Back to Godhead magazine. Also, Mother Jagat Janani, Naikatma Prabhu's wife, she was saying how she was living in mountains, you know, trying to live an alternative lifestyle, and she also received a Back to Godhead magazine somehow. And she saw how there was a photo of Tulasi Maharani in the front page. And she thought, my God, you know, these guys must also be like us because they're dressing a plant with the skirts. So she said, I'm going to go join them. So just from that one Back to Godhead magazine, we can see how much, you know, service a person is doing in Krishna consciousness. So this process actually works. Other than this, everything else is just like a burden. Like Bhagavatam says, you know, if you're already drowning in the ocean, Bhavasagara, ocean of birth and death, and somebody puts a crown on your head, you just sink further down. Similarly, we're already so much entrapped and we're suffering in the material existence, and what is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jada Vidya Sar, Maya or Vaibhava. All this advancement, technology and education, if it's not used in Krishna consciousness, it just puts us in deeper illusion. Like Prabhupada says, if somebody is in darkness and you tell them, please come with me, sir, I'll take you deeper into darkness. What is the use? Similarly, we're already in illusion, and all this advancement, technology and everything, it's actually a curse. Because people are falsely puffed up. There's nothing going on in Kali Yuga. Nothing, but people won't accept Krishna consciousness. That's a curse. That's not a blessing, all this advancement. That's what Queen Kunti says. What is that prayer, Prabhu? Janmaiswarya Sruta Sribir, Edamana Madhapuman. Everybody is intoxicated. So, we are so fortunate that we get to hear about somebody's life experience. We don't have to go through it ourselves. The first class intelligence is to hear attentively and not to make the same mistakes. We can save ourselves from so much anxiety. Only thing that actually works is Krishna consciousness. Whatever Prabhupada has given, a simple formula. Chanting, taking prasadam, book distribution, harinam. Just this process will elevate us and we can help so many people as well. So I'll stop here. We have any comments, corrections, questions? We can discuss for a couple of minutes. Nothing? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.